Affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey about your recent pregnancy. Also known as PRAMS, the survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Who do you trust? Do you trust noted economists, or do you trust the President of the United States? Noted economists think we're already in a recession. And simply put, the President just moments ago released a video from the White House showing that he's up and around and he's feeling good and all that stuff. And he said he doesn't think we're going to be in a recession. Now, there are a lot of noted economists who are saying we're already in a recession. You know, they're trying to change the definition, which traditionally has always been two straight quarters of negative growth. And this president is refusing to look at reality. I'm going to open up our phone lines, and I want to ask you the question. Like the President of the United States, you really don't. You can't tell me that we're not in a recession right now. You can't tell me that we're all feeling the pinch. That Biden inflation, the high price of gasoline, yeah, it's come down 40 cents in a month or so. But the fact is that we are in a recession. Now, you can change the definition. Change the rules of the game if you want. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Are we in a recession or what?
We're under a big period of joflation.
I love it.
One thing, though, and one of the things that happened when Vladimir went in to liberate and denazify the Ukraine is, name me one sanction that Biden put upon the Russia that has worked.
Well, none.
Nothing.
None.
Okay, and what happened for 40 years, what was the number one currency and stuff when they traded oil and natural gas abroad, the world market? What was the number one form currency that was used as a hedge was the petrodollar. And after Biden, Joeflation, put these extreme sanctions on Vlad, the ruble went down for a little bit, but now it's at its highest peak ever. And he put gold as a backing to the ruble and also just joined with China today to do an alternate form of currency for oil transfers, not using the dollar. You want to see inflation go through the roof? Watch what happens with this idiot that all these Democrats thought was better than Trump. Boy, you got duped, people. Why don't you go line up for another jab and get it right in the forehead?
There you go. Hey, Brady, thanks, man. More to come as we continue. Stay where you are. We got a lot to do. We'll let you hear from the former president, Donald J. Trump. He was in Tampa with Turning Point USA. We'll let you hear more of that coming up. Just an amazing, amazing speech by the former president of the United States. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, considering there's no outside windows in the studio, the first thing that I noticed when I checked out the traffic cams is the skies, the gray skies. Look out for some possible showers and slick roadways out there. Yeah, it looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour through the resort corridor. A little bit of congestion, but you are moving along pretty much between Tropicana and Charleston. Also, some congestion there on the 215 westbound. That's at Gibson. Lane restrictions continue on Interstate 515 as well. That's westbound at Eastern Avenue. Only two lanes are available all the way into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Major League Baseball, the Dodgers at the stadium tonight hosting the Washington Nationals. Tony Gonsolin will get the start for Los Angeles, 11-0 with an ERA of 2.02. Paulo Espino will counter for Washington. He is 0-3. The Dodgers are riding an 8-game win streak after sweeping the Giants in 4 games, winning on Sunday by a score of 7-4. The Angels will stay on the road tonight. They'll take on the Kansas City Royals at Kauffman Stadium. LA coming off a weekend series with the Atlanta Braves, where they drop 2 of 3. Noah Syndergaard will get the start for the Angels. Zach Greinke will counter for the Royals. Mike Trout will not play tonight, still dealing with a rib injury. The Raiders continuing training camp in Henderson. They get ready for their preseason opener August 4th against Jacksonville, the Hall of Fame game. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni.
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
Right now, 24-count Crayola crayons and Polly Pocket folders are just 50 cents each. And 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
It's teeming down rain where I am. Maybe it is where you are. We're going to get rain today and I guess tomorrow as well. I just love it. I mentioned and I promised I would let you hear from the president, the former president, Donald J. Trump, who addressed Turning Point USA. He's going to be in Washington tomorrow for a major speech. We'll tell you about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. But yeah, this was a great, great speech by the president. Again, he seems energized around large, young gatherings. And that's what it was, Turning Point USA. And he said that essentially we are a beggar nation. Listen to the former president.
Over the past 2 years, the world has seen the radical left's agenda in action. And it's been very sad to watch. The results are worse than anyone could ever have even imagined. In just two short years, our country has gone from the strongest it has ever been, and perhaps it was just, I don't think it was ever like it was 2 years ago. We were so strong, so powerful, so respected all over the world. And now it's gone to perhaps the weakest, especially when you include recognition and respect from all around the world. We're not respected any longer by anybody. 2 years ago, we were energy independent, and even we were energy dominant. We were going to be bigger than Saudi Arabia and Russia combined times two. Now we are a beggar nation. We are a beggar nation. With Biden down on his knees pleading for energy from all over the globe, going to Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, going to countries all over the globe asking for help. And we have more liquid gold under our feet than all of these other countries that you hear about and that they talk about all the time. We have more liquid gold than they do. Can you imagine this? Under our administration, we had the greatest economy in the history of the world. We had the greatest economy.
The president is right, and that's why when we talk about what the president's going to say tomorrow in Washington D.C., he is going to talk about the future. But supposedly, according to people close to the Trump family, that he is not expected to announce plans to run for president in 2024. I'm going to be honest with you. I think he needs to do this. He needs to announce. And then if there's going to be a primary, there will be a primary. But this uncertainty, I think, is not good. I don't think the uncertainty is good. I'd like to see the former president come out and just say, it's me against him. I gave you strong economy. Great, really. I mean, a winning strategy. I showed you all that before. I've done it before. In fact, I've done it twice. Once when I took office, and the other time after the pandemic hit, that I brought our economy back again. And now look what Biden has done to it. Do you want Biden or do you want me? That is a simple, simple proposition. You can put it on a bumper sticker. I mean, that's how good it is. And I firmly believe that if this president can stay off of Twitter, and it looks like Twitter will help him with that, that this former president can be president again. I really believe that. More to do as we continue. And by the way, that keynote speech tomorrow will be in front of America First Agenda Summit. And I think this, again, is a masterstroke coming back to D.C. Where it all began for him. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused. Taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My beloved St. Louis Cardinals are taking a day off today. They play in Toronto tomorrow. But it will be, this might be ugly. But this is the reality of what's going on out there with COVID and the Canadian government. And it's really sad that it comes to this. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been tracking the who's in, who's out deal with the St. Louis Cardinals and the Toronto Blue Jays. It's going to get ugly, I think, this week for the Cardinals. Thank God it's only a two-game series.
Yeah, that's one fortunate thing for you. And I think this is their one and only road trip to north of the border this year. So good news. But you're right. Both Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt, they're both all-stars, and really, technically, you look at their numbers, they could also be maybe a couple of people that's on the short list to be the most valuable player in the league. So they're going to be missing out on their services, along with the backup catcher, Austin Romine, who's also unvaccinated and wise in doing so, if you ask me, but that's a personal thing. And a pitcher, Johan Oviedo. Oviedo, he has an expired passport.
Explain to me how this happens. You got traveling secretaries, you got, you know, assistant general managers, you got all kinds of people to manage a 40-man roster. And my question is, how does somebody end up letting their passport expire? Now, we've all done that, I'm sure, with you know, driver's licenses or things like that. Oh, you mean, oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't even know, officer. That does happen from time to time. But when there's so much money on the line, and I just don't know how something like this happens. How does something like this fall between the cracks?
I don't get it either, because every season you're going to be playing road games. You're probably going to be playing in 15, 16 different cities throughout the course of the year. So you have to circle that on the calendar at when the schedules come out. You go, oh, okay, yeah. So in July, and remember the season started in late March, early April. So they had plenty of time to get this worked out. So that is, you're right, Kevin, that is very unusual that that somebody didn't catch this, including the player, because what does it take, a week or two possibly to maybe renew your
Expedite. You can expedite for a fee, but it's still going to take you time to get a passport. Now, I don't know he was traveling today. And I don't know how that's going to play out, but it's just bizarre that at a time when you need all the pitching help you can get in this game, you're missing a pitcher because he doesn't have a passport.
There's some more baseball news here, too, Kevin, you might be interested in, because one of the hottest young players in the National League right now, his name is Juan Soto. He turned down. Kids, hold on to your seats here, because he turned down a 15-year, $440 million contract with the Washington Nationals, and now he's going to be traded away, and there's going to be one of seven teams that are going to land his services, and your Cardinals, Kevin, are one of the seven teams.
That's incredible.
The Yankees, Mets, Dodgers, Cardinals, Giants, Mariners, and Padres are all in the Juan Soto sweepstakes. So I'm sure we'll have more on that before the beginning of August. And, of course, the trade deadline is coming up before then.
Wow. That is incredible. That is absolutely wild.
Can they afford him, though? You're paying Arenado and Goldschmidt. Can you pay another guy $30 million?
They draw $4 million every year. $4 million. They're doing just fine.
Yeah.
St. Louis Cardinals doing just fine. Somebody else doing just fine. He's got a new book out. He is Charles Payne. In fact, let's go to cut three real quick. Because this was on Fox and Friends yesterday, talking about the Green New Deal. Every time I turn around, you know, with the wildfires in Yosemite, the weather, the drought, Lake Mead, all you hear is we're in the midst of an emergency, a climate emergency. Sirens are going off. Not really, but that's what they're saying. Anyway, let's go to cut three real quick. This is Charles Payne from Fox and Friends. The Green New Deal is too expensive for America and the world. Listen to this.
Pete Buttigieg, Charles, has said we need to force this transition. We need to push it. In fact, he seems to imply that the pain at the pump is, you know, intentional. It's to get you, it's to force you off. Here he is, Pete Buttigieg, talking about why everyone should get an electric vehicle. By the way, I want on the other side. Well, I'll ask you what I want to ask you on the other side of this. Watch this clip first.
We're talking about major changes in the infrastructure required to support vehicles. And, the infrastructure that came about over decades for gas vehicles is we just don't have time to do it at that organic pace, which is why we're making the investments that we're making right now to get to the president's goal of 500,000 chargers by the end of this decade. Will it happen fast enough to beat our climate challenge? Will it happen in a way that is led by America and not dominated by firms from other countries? And will it happen in a way where the benefits reach everybody quickly, including those who, because they are lower income, stand the most to gain by being free from gas bills, but only if they can afford the vehicle in the first place? Those are the things that don't happen on their own. That's why we think it's important for policy to play a role.
Why are they lying about the ecological impact of electric vehicles and batteries? I mean, it's a lie. We know that it's just has just as big of an imprint.
You know, first, let me answer all those questions he was asking. The answer is no. Okay, no.
Right.
And lower income folks are going to suffer a lot more. It's interesting to me that Pete Buttigieg and others right now think that, you know, they have to, if you have to subsidize something that costs a lot more money, then you already have answered your question. It's too expensive, it's too early, and it's not going to work. As far as this guilt trip, you know, when you drill for oil, you typically put a hole in the ground, you go down, and you crack a few rocks with the fracking, you go a little deeper maybe for oil. To make this utopian green energy deal a reality, for lithium, you've got to poison waters all around the world. For cobalt, you've got to get 7-year-old African kids and force them to mine in dirty water and dangerous toxic water. For other products, like the copper and other things, you've got to strip mine the planet. You want to talk about ecological harm. We are going to have to strip mine and poison the planet, strip mine the entire planet, poison all the waters, mostly in third world countries, and make children in Africa de facto slaves to make Pete Buttigieg's dream come true. Thank you very much. I can't wait for this new, great, new utopia.
Charles Payne. I love it when he gets fired up. I really do. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Monday. Getting a brand new week off on the right foot as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Spend a special evening at the Sherwood at South Point with the Folk Legacy Trio, a special two-day engagement. All that wonderful folk music from the past brought forward to the present. July 29th and 30th. Tickets at the showroom, online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone, 702-797-8055. The Folk Legacy Trio at the South Point.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, I'm Hunter Renfro, wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders. Access to healthy meals shouldn't be a challenge for any child, especially during the summer months. Through the USDA Summer Food Service Program, Any child 18 years and younger can receive free meals, no questions asked. To find a meal site near you, call 1-866-348-6479 or text FOOD to 914-342-7744.
USDA is an equal opportunity provider. This ad was sponsored by the Dairy Council of Nevada in partnership with the USDA and Nevada Department of Agriculture, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall.